Hello, my dear student. Namaskar. Welcome to Chapter 9. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. And Chapter 9 plays a very important topic, that is sustainable tourism. The tourism industry growth is depending on sustainable tourism. All the components of sustainable tourism to be implemented, to be applied, to ensure that our tourism industry is not only growing and registering growth, but we need to implement this sustainable tourism element into tourism. Let us see what this important topic means. As I mentioned, this is quite an important topic and important implementation in tourism industry's growth. It has contributed a lot. It has been focused by scholars studying tourism, that without sustainable growth, you cannot continuously monitor the tourism industry to be successfully moving forward. So the learning objectives of this particular chapter is understanding the concept of sustainable tourism. What does actually sustainable tourism mean? And then, in turn, what we need to keep doing it continuously all over the world in growth of tourism industry. Know about the different aspects related to sustainable tourism. What really sustainable tourism focuses on, what the tourism players in form of academia, in form of tourism organizers, in form of even tourists or the traveler should focus on. So what the linkage of tourism with the environment and the community. All these chapters will let you know the importance of sustainable tourism. Now we pick up the definition given by World Tourism Organization. They define sustainable tourism as the tourism that takes full accounts of current and future economic, social, and environmental impacts. So if you notice, they are focusing on the three things: economic, social, and environment. So in sustainable tourism, the social element, the economical element, and the environment element with its impact need to be addressed. And in addressing the needs of visitors, the industry, the environment, and the host community. So if you look into this beautifully defined meaning for sustainable tourism as a definition, once again, I read for you that tourism that takes full accounts of current and future, also not the current, but the future, economic, social, and environmental impacts. What will be the impact of the tourism growth from the social angle, from economical angle, and the environmental impact that will come, and that what the tourists would need, that is sustainable tourism. So with this definition, we move forward. Sustainable tourism development guidelines and management practices apply to all form of tourism. All form of tourism. So we say adventure tourism. There also we need to focus on future, social, and environmental impact. So we cannot ignore even one of it. If you don't look at the social impact, then you are damaging the host community's need. If you don't take into consideration the environmental, then the tourism product that may not be available for future because you have damaged the environment. So all that has to be taken into all type of tourist destination. including mass tourism and the various niche tourism segment. So mass tourism had put our tourism industry for quite a number of years for many destinations and damage the environment. Overutilization of environment has resulted into many environmental losses, damages. A lot of examples can be given from different areas where tourism has been seeing growth. But because of the mass tourism, we overutilize the environment. We overutilize the impact that happened on our social canvas of our societies, and likewise the economic impact that has brought in has put some of the negative impact, because mass tourism made for local community, that means the social impact, resulted into a tourist destination becoming very expensive for the local and the host community that lives at a tourist destination. So sustainable tourism has all these elements. So sustainable principles refer to the environmental, economic, and social cultural aspect of the tourism development. What means is that the three pillars of the tourism to be taken into consideration for any sustainable growth: the social, the environmental, and the economical impact. And there should be a suitable balance must be established between these three dimensions. There should be a suitable balance, which means a destination that starts producing good result, but socially it started impacting negatively on the host community which lives in that destination, meaning products becoming more expensive, real estate becoming more expensive, the consumption, the products that are provided to tourists, taking away from the host community who were utilizing this, making a negative impact, negative economic impact on the host community. So you see, all these three pillars and the dimensions are quite important for sustainable tourism development. So in accordance with, once again, according to UNWTO, sustainable tourism should make optimal use of environmental resources. Use the environmental resources that are available, using it with optimal use. Don't overutilize. There is a saying that what environment that we have got is not given to us by our ancestor, but this we have borrowed from our future generation. All these environmental elements, dimensions, are belonging to our future generation, which we are using. So the use should be optimal. Maintain essential ecological process. So maintain that. You should not overutilize. I'll give an example to you to understand this. Overutilization of environment resulted into lot of disasters that we have seen in recent years happening in Uttarakhand, somewhere in Ladakh, landslides, heavy flooding, melting of glaciers, land and road getting broken up, so on and so forth, because we overutilize. We build bridges, but we cut the mountain. Ultimately, what nature provided as an environment, we made an interference to such an extent that we noticed the negative impact. So that was not a real sustainable element or dimension that was addressed. It helps to conserve national heritage and biodiversity. Now, we all know that there is a natural process of biodiversity in our environment. We should not damage that biodiversity impact. example, the mangroves that grows around a particular creek or a reef or an around sea area, if that mangroves are cut for our own benefit to reclaim land or to reclaim land from the sea, is again overutilization and damaging the environmental dimension. Respect the socio culture. Now here we are addressing the socio or the social dimension in sustainable tourism. What are we talking is, if we start the cultural and we start damaging the cultural authenticity of the host communities, it will result into some loss of the culture, loss of a language, loss of a particular habitat, loss of various dresses, dress codes that were used in certain areas. And that we see, for example, many places. We have seen our Adivasis who were the host communities in the areas where we had the wildlife, where we have rural tourism. Now we took their lands and we paid them and said, okay, this is the money. But they were made, their land was taken over by paying them, and they knew nothing of the modern amenities or modern areas or the urban areas. They had to move by selling their land. Ultimately, that has impact, social dimension was impacted, resulting into damages. So all these sustainable elements where we don't take care of social cultural authenticity, and we don't conserve their built and living culture, heritage and traditional values. So every society has its own ethnic built up culture and living heritage. Like different type of dresses they wear are now disappearing. People are opting for different dress, and that originality, authenticity is damaged. So all these once again tells you that you have to put up sustainable tourism into practice at the time when you are looking at growth of a tourism industry. So sustainable tourism contributes to the intercultural understanding and tolerance. Now this is a social chapter, social understanding of the tourism, that you intercultural understanding. What we eat in India may not be a food habit for a Britishers. We use more of few items in our dishes that we eat. Our food habits are different from others, and that is an authenticity. So likewise, intercultural, we speak different language than what the tourists may be speaking. We have different cultural activities. So that should be not overutilized, and that's sustainable tourism. You retain that authenticity. You retain that impact to minimum. Ensure viable long-term economic operations, providing socio-economic benefit to all stakeholders that are fairly distributed. So ultimately, any revenue generated by the growth of tourism should be fairly distributed. The money or the earning or the profit by putting up a tourism project should not go to one particular group of people, resulting into possibly no revenue, no benefit coming to the host community. So host community who have been living there for generations, host community that has been enjoying staying in a remote area should also benefit if the tourism start growing in that area. So the benefit could include what? Stable employment and income upon earning opportunities. So a tribal belt where tourist heritage, tourism, cultural authentic places are there for which tourists go from urban areas or travel from long distance to see their ethnic importance should also pass on the benefit to the host community, which means the people living, and it should not be leaked out in form of remittances abroad. Social services to the host community and contributing to party elevation. Now, this is a social element, a social dimension of a sustainable tourism that provide the skill instead of providing job and hiring people from outside for that tourism development growth in that particular area. One need to educate, lift the capacity of the host community, resulting into providing economical benefit to the host community living within the radius of the tourism growth area. So as you can even as you continuously keep seeing my students, my dear student, that the dimension that we need to take care is socio-economic and environmental dimension. All should equally grow. All should get equal benefit. If you have taken land from a particular host community, say like tribals in our area, then they should be trained for skills, they should be provided employment, they should be benefited from any infrastructure development that has been put in place. Look at this sustainable tourism graph that we have, basic element. You see, economically viable, any sustainable should environmental friendly. I gave you example from the various states in India where we did lot of development. Ultimately, environmental friendly element was overlooked. Yes, overlooked resulted into nature coming up with all its pressure, and we saw heavy flooding. We saw melting of glaciers. We saw landslides. We saw unwanted rains, non-seasonal rains coming in into that area. And likewise, economically viable, yes, in some areas, when the projects were financed, invested by someone from outside the area, ultimately the money earned was siphoned out to somebody who is from outside. So that's not a sustainable tourism practice. It should benefit the host community equally good. Likewise, socially just, and they should give social benefits, of course. And you have to be culturally appropriate. You cannot damage the culture of a particular area if you are practicing sustainable tourism. You cannot ask people from a particular ethnic group to give up their culture and start adopting the foreign culture which is alien to their culture. That's not a sustainable tourism practices. So basic element, we have seen 3-4 dimensions. As I mentioned, environmental dimension, economic benefit dimension, social and cultural dimension, all need to be properly addressed in understanding the growth of sustainable tourism. We continuously keep going on to understanding the basic elements of sustainable tourism are economic, environmental, and socio-cultural. These are the three basic. Everything in sustainable tourism rolls and moves around in three dimensions that we have been talking in this subject. This means sustainability must be met in all these areas for tourism to be considered as sustainable. If you only look at the revenue generation and you don't give the benefit to the host community, then you are overlooking sustainable tourism. If you don't give care for environmental protection, then you are ignoring the environmental dimension. And any of these three, environmental, socio, cultural, and the environment, the social culture, and the local economical benefit, all should be taken into consideration in for sustainable growth. As sustainability in tourism was being propagated through its principle, it influenced the emergence of many other kinds, such as ecotourism, nature tourism, responsible tourism, agri-tourism, rural tourism, alternate tourism. All these came in as birds of the same feather, where focus is on socioculture, economic dimension, and environmental consideration. If you put this and fairly distribute, you are protecting the growth of tourism. If you just give the money to the host community as an economical benefit, but you overlook their social impact, they would be jobless, they would be without employment, they would be falling short in skills, cannot cope up with the ongoing growth. So the economic aspect is related to the revenue arising from sustainable tourism development activity. All that you are earning, you are sending it out of the country. I can give you an example here from Caribbean countries, where many of the requirement that they need for the growth of tourism, they need to take it from other countries of the world. Say, bringing in infrastructure product or technical know-how, or in case of employment, you take it from outside, ultimately not giving the total benefit to the host community. Of course, in certain areas of tourism growth, there is shortfall of host communities. For example, in Dubai, most of the tourism activities are managed by the foreign workforce, which means employees coming in from the different countries of the world. But that's the problem that UAE experiences, because in the tourism industry, they have a shortfall of a labor supply and they need to have workforce from outside. Say, for example, in the hotel, they have the front office staff, the housekeeping staff, maybe from different countries of the world, because those employment are not taken up by their local people. They would be taking some managerial position. They have a shortfall in the supply of tourism. But other than that, in wherever there is a growth happening, it should be sustainable. And as I mentioned, that other elements keep growing in different form, and they are all focusing on one particular goal, and that is sustainability. So the economic aspect is referring to the revenue arising from tourism development activities. The host community should get it. You must ensure that their lifestyle improves. They benefit out of it. You cannot keep it, this is only for tourists. You will not benefit out of it. No, if infrastructure in form of a road comes in form of a telecommunication network comes in form of a route railway network comes in, flight comes in, obviously, how much tourists will benefit. Likewise, the host community, the local people living within that area would also benefit. So that's a revenue that will arise from the tourism arrival. In some form or the other, the host community would also benefit. The environmental aspect is related to the nature and the surrounding nearby, any location and its preservation. I could not have given you a better example than what I just now said, that we overutilize. That resulted into disasters. Lot of lives, lot of casualties and landslides happen, you must be having in your memory in recent year when they were making up a tunnel, there were more than 40 workers who were stuck in the mountain belt and they were evacuated after a huge exercise of drilling, which was called a rat hole, which wasn't officially a very good practice. But to save the lives of those 41 people, we did that exercise. So in construction of hotels, resorts, on the mountainous belt, drilling up, ultimately landslide started happening. So all that environmental aspect we overlooked, or we should not. Let us be very honest about it. Environmental care has to be taken. I give the example of any environmental element that has there for growth of tourism. You should be taking care of it. The socio-culture aspect also refers to the people as well as with the culture. And the culture, when we talk of values and traditions in the society that we see the happening around us, we cannot force onto the host community to adopt and practice them, because they have been culturally enjoying that. And that is one of the finest reasons that they get tourists to see. As a result, you must protect that. So these aspects are visible in UNWTO statement when highlighting the importance of sustainable tourism, the explanation, the definition that we just now saw. Equal distribution. Now here, once again, we go about the sustainable tourism. Give priority to the environment, because environment is given to us by nature. So make thoughtful consumption, use of environmental resources that constitute a key element in tourism development. This may be done by maintaining essential ecological process and helping to conserve natural heritage and biodiversity. So if you turn the stream of some flowing water, that is an impact on environment. So that flow of water, if you turn suddenly, because of that, you may start losing, some area may become with less water resource available, and the water table may drop in that area. Too much of water table being used in some belt would result into seepage of the salt water coming in from the sea to the agricultural land of that area. And we see in form of desertification happening because of overutilization of environmental element. So we talk about associated with socio-culture fabric. The socio-culture fabric refers to the people living in that area and their social practices. Respect the socio-culture authenticity of host community. Yes, if they say, come to our houses by removing your shoes, the tourist, no matter which nationality he or she comes in from, he or she has to respect that. Like, for example, in India, if we enter a place of worship, a temple or a mosque, we take our shoes out. We are properly dressed. Suppose if you are a tourist and you are in your chinos or your short pant, you cannot enter a place of worship. That is your disrespect. And the local community may dislike it, or may possibly put a restriction on your entry. You can't enter a place of worship with this type of a dress code. You need proper attire. And that's why in many countries, you are provided, in case if you are not properly dressed, you are provided with some sort of a wrap up on your body to respect and so on. So social culture respect the authenticity and ongoing culture, heritage and tradition values. Every culture, every society has its own values, and international tourists need to respect, even the domestic tourists need to respect all that. And this is what is happening around the world. Internationally, it has been observed that lot of international tourists who are on a regular travel plan ensure that they respect the local culture wherever they visit. And then, of course, a significant increase in the intercultural understanding and tolerance comes out. People do respect others' culture. People do respect others' food habit. Yes, this is some area where we need to put great attention. If some people love to eat certain food and they are your tourists, you as a tourist invited them as Atithi Deva Bhava. You respect their food culture, what they eat, their gastronomy. Of course, within the limits, definitely. But yes, if they like to eat certain thing, you have to show respect because they have come to your country. Likewise, they should respect our culture. Again, I repeat, respect. I don't say practice. Respect and practice are two different things. Respecting is showing respect to some practices, which is fairly good. Everybody understands this, right? So look at the economic side of the development. You should not only tourists, anything that comes in should not only be for tourists. It should be for the host community. It must ensure viable and long-term economic operation, providing socio-economic benefit to all stakeholders. For example, new airports, Vande Bharat train, all these are running. These are additional elements that have been coming. Ultimately, it is not only done for the tourists. It is done for even the host community, the people living around. People traveling from point A to point B will use Vande Bharat. It's not only for tourists. So this is also looking at the social as well as economic. Revenue generated should be again reinvested or put into the economical benefit of a host community.